We want to wish you a good afternoon. It's about 3 o'clock here, and this is the Holy Ghost Calling webpage, and Brother Freedom's here, and some of us have gathered. And by the way, you may hear a train go by every once in a while. We're near a major railroad, and you might hear the whistle, but we just pray that you'll be listening to what the Lord is leading Brother Freedom to say. It's going to be a good day. We're glad to be here. We want to worship the Lord. We want to love Him. We want to thank Him. We're so glad for the Holy Spirit because He's the one that keeps us on track. And He'll help you to stay on track. So we hope that you'll just listen very carefully. Or maybe you'll want to later on download this sermon and keep it on your hard drive. You're welcome to share it with other people and tell other people about this website if you like. Father, we thank You for this wonderful and special day, and we thank You for all the precious people, the ones we hear from and the ones we don't hear from. Every one of them is worth so very much to You. And we thank You for a special anointing on Brother Freedom. And we pray, Lord, anointing on us who are here, who are listening, because we all have needs, and anointing on those out there who are listening. And Lord, I just pray that You'll help me as I digitize these sermons and get them out to the people, that You'll help me and aid me in doing that, that I'll do a better job. And we just thank You for Your wonderful goodness, Your wonderful love, Your salvation, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for all the many good things, every good and perfect gift that You blessed us with. Lord, we thank You for last night. We thank You for that Your Spirit that moved mightily. We thank You for all those people who was there last night. We thank You for how You ministered to them. We thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for the mercy. And we thank You how You inspired our hearts too. We felt Your Spirit there in a mighty way. And I thank You, Lord, that it was so gracious of You to do what You did. And we thank You for Thy goodness. We thank You for Thy blessings. We pray that You'd enrich Your lives in a very special way this day. Lord, we know there's a task before the church. When I say church, that's God's people. You have a place for each one of us, a place of instruction, a place of new startings for many people, a new beginning for many, a new hope, a new strength, a new power, a new witness, a new counsel directed by the Spirit of God, that we might walk in the liberty of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And we thank You for Thy insight, for Thy blessings. We thank You for Thy faithfulness. We thank You for Thy loving kindness, Thy tender mercy. And Lord, we thank You for You are the God of all comfort. You comfort us all in our tribulations, through our troubles, through our aches and pains and our sorrows, that You are there to comfort us and help us, to encourage us, to lift us up. And Father, we thank You for what You've given us, an inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven. And Lord, we know that those reservations are being made now. We must apply this day. We must apply for those reservations because You're taking sail pretty soon. And we know that we're on, going to be on a flight toward heaven because we know You're coming soon. Because the signs of the times are truly here. We're seeing Israel compassed about with many, many armies around about that doesn't like Israel. We know that's one of the promises. You said You're going to defend Israel. That'll be the last fight basically on this world. And that's right at the doorstep right now. We know it's going to take place. The whole world's talking about it. We know that world leaders are thinking about these things and they know this. But you're going to fight a fight for Israel and you're going to take new countries and nations that come against Israel. We know that's the time that we believe that the church is going to be the exodus. We believe those true believers are going to be gone. And I believe unless You change my thinking, Lord, I believe that You're coming very shortly to take us home and You're taking us so we might receive a reward forever and ever, that we might live in righteousness of Your power and Your blessing forevermore. And we thank You for the good things, every good and perfect gift that You bless us with. And we thank You for Your Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank You for what Jesus did for us. We thank You for that. When He paid in full and paid the debt that He didn't owe, that we might pay our debt that we could not pay ourselves. And He did it with mercy and with love and adoration that we might be a child of God and we might be blessed forevermore. And we thank You. And we thank You that what You spoke about the Holy Ghost, It was needful for you to go away, for what not away, the Holy Ghost would not come. But if you went away, you would send him. The Father would send him in your name, and he would reprove the world of sin. And he'd give us hope, he would give us strength, he would give us power. And Father, I know that he will give us power for the hour. And we thank you for this day. We pray that you'd graciously touch your people this day, for those hurting this day, for those who are going through trials, through discouragement, through times of opposition, through times of troubles. We pray that you'd bless them in a mighty way. We pray that you'd encourage them in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord was talking to me this afternoon, it was today, about letting your light so shine before men. Jesus said this, it's Matthew the 5th chapter and the 16th verse. But it starts out a little bit ahead of that, and I'd like to start the 12th verse. It says, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherein shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden down under foot of man." The King James Version says, good for nothing. I understand this, but a lot of people may not understand it. It means it's not going to be good. Ye are the light of the world. A city which is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but put it on a candlestick, that it might give light unto all the house. And this is the key verse. Jesus said this, that your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I believe that God has called us with the mightiest witness that all people have. We all have it. If you're saved and know the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't need this gigantic ministry that everybody's seeking for. He don't need all these things that you got to know about Jabez. You got to know this and that. But God has given us a ministry to let your light shine. That's easy to do, but it's hard to do. And God says, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. Why do you ever think that sometimes you're in these hard predicaments of the hardest people? You seem like you get around some of the most wicked characters, the wicked people, but that's when God really wants us to shine for the Lord. That's when we have, my whole life, I never had the luxury of being around very many Christian people. I was always out in construction jobs and places in the army and places like that, and where you just, there was nobody there with you. The Bible says, 1,000 you fall on the side, 10,000 on the right hand, but it shall not come nigh on thee. God's given us a witness. He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He's given us the highest calling there is to let our light shine. At everywhere we go, the witness of God, we should have just a go for it. We should have enthusiastically. We want this love of God to shine because we know it's going to change lives. It's going to change those who are around because God is good. And many times we cave in a little too fast. We need to wait upon God because God will not withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before Him. God's called us to let our light shine. That's me going, walking down the street. We need to have a smile upon our face. We need to be happy in our heart. If we're not happy in our heart, it's hard to smile. It's hard. If you're trying to fake it, it's hard to make. But God wants, we made it just like as a glass houses. If our heart's not right, it's hard for us to shine. We're to shine in the brilliancy of this wicked world, this old adulterous world. Well, there's sex problems. There's wicked problems. There's hatred. There's lust. There's pride in life. There's all these devilish things is out there, and they're hard to shine unless your heart is right. This your heart is set on God. You're a child of God, and you must realize that God will benefit you. He will bless you. He will increase your love. He will increase your strength. He will increase your power if you just rely totally on Him. God, that word trust is what God wants us to have in our heart. I trust the living God. It doesn't make any difference what my circumstances is, but God has a way in the storm. God will keep me through the time of discouragement, through the time when I'm upset, and I don't need to be upset. We need to be overcomers these areas that we live above where we're at. We don't need to cave in every time where something happened. We're crucified. We're put in a chain or someplace. We say, I'm just can't take it any further. But God says there's no temptation taking you, which is coming to man. For God is faithful. He'll not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear, and make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. God has a strength. He has a blessing that the love of God should be consuming out of our spirit. Don't you just see it? If all the Christians would be so happy, they'd be so glorious. There's no way that nobody can get a goat, because we're loving. The love of God's upon us. We're there to share Jesus. I know people really try us, but you know, if you'll just keep on keeping on, God will help you. He'll support you. And some of these people, they just need to realize, and I know in this last day it is hard, but we need to realize that we're the only witness that many of these people have. We are the sons and the daughters of Jesus Christ. God has us as His bride. And to do that, we need to bring out the blessings upon people, that we do not live carelessly in this life, that we walk in abundance of God's glory. We walk in His victory, walk in His shadow, walk in His holiness. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him I trust. Surely He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. Trust is the great word. It's a hard word. Trust is very, we hear it so much, but I don't know whether really we understand it really. But trusting means there's no question. There's no any lacking in that area. You're totally committed. You're totally agreeable with God, the Lord. And that's what He wishes for, because trust is a living word. Because it starts when we first see Jesus, when we meet Him as a Savior. That trust comes into our heart at that time when we trust it as our personal Savior. From that time on, we start growing in the Lord. We start having troubles, and that's when we have to trust Him even greater. And we lean on Him. We lean on His shoulders. We call upon Him because He will answer us, and He will show us great and mighty things that we know not. His power is above any anointing that we've ever known. His power is above any exodus, anything, any climate, any criteria that's above. There's nothing compares with the love of God. And God must realize that we are His children of mercy. That God will go to the greatest extent to keep us, to shelter us, to protect us. And He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress. And that's saying we need to make contact with God continually. A lot of our days, we're doing it within ourselves. We're sitting there saying, that person don't like me. That person's giving me a bad deal. And pretty soon we're doing it within ourselves. And the more we fret about it, the more trouble we get. And that's when we need to realize that God wants to fight our battles. We need to give it over totally to Him. Lord, I just give you this situation today. I can't stand it, but you give me strength. I was coming back yesterday from a place where I was at, and coming down the road, I mean, there was an attack that come on me in a town. I won't tell you where the town was, but I'll tell you what, I thought the whole world was against me. I was wondering when I was going to make it to the highway. This to me, yesterday. And I said, Lord, I rebuke this thing in the wonderful name of Jesus. It's the most terrible thing I've... Lord, I know it's not you because it's too wicked. And I said, I rebuke you, Satan. This curse, what have you been doing? I renounce it. Within 5 miles, I was all right. Well, we really need... The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. And he wants you not to be a success where God has you planted. He wants you to be a defeat. He wants you to be the thing laugh at you. But God wants you to be the above reproach. God wants you to walk in victory. I remember years ago, I had a foreman that he didn't like me. And I certainly didn't like him. Because he always gave me bad things, I thought. And he gave me troubles. And he was always fighting. And so one day the Lord, I was driving, and then the Lord The Lord says, I want you, when you go into your shop office, you tell this man, call him by name, that you want to talk to him. And you tell him that you want to make peace. It's time for you and him to bury any hatches. Make sure there's nothing between the two of you. You know, I asked him to come outside, and I just think he thought I would want to fight him. I didn't want to fight him. I says, but his name was Cliff. And I says, Cliff, I want to be your friend. I want you to be my friend. I want us no longer to have any troubles. From this day on, you know, he just melted. From that day on, he was the closest friend that I had in that place. It just broke, like, we didn't know that we had the same birthday within one day apart. So we started inviting our wives on a birthday outing. Mine's the 25th, his the 26th. And we got together. And when I seen him the last just before he died, he loved me and I loved him. What a blessing. It was all backwards at that time. Anytime I would get in trouble, he'd make it worse, I thought. But God had a way. We need to let our light shine everywhere we are. It's not different. It's hard to shine when it's darkness. But that's when light really penetrates. When there's darkness there, they can see the light. When it's light, you don't see much of the light. But when it's dark, that's when you need the light of God. And God said, oh, light shine, oh, my people, not shine with my glory. For I, the Lord thy God, will uplift thee. I will encourage thee, and I'll strengthen thee. And a mighty hand shall be upon thee. And I will not be thyself, but I, the Lord thy God, shall guide thee. And I shall direct thee, and I shall multiply the love that I put upon thee. That thou wilt be a vessel of praise, and thou wilt walk in my victory, said the Lord thy God. For I will anoint thee, and be not worried, be not fearful, for I'm the Lord thy God, as like a consuming power. For I shall take those things that you cause as heavy weights, and I shall take them off of thy shoulders, and I shall bear thee thy rope. You know, cast that to me, and I shall help thee till thou wilt walk upright before me, and my blessing shall be upon thee, and I shall increase my love upon thee, and I shall give thee that thou shall be very beneficial in what I give thee. Thou will multiply, and I shall use thee mightily, says the Spirit of God. God's here to uplift us. But we need to realize that when we're on the street corner, when I'm walking, when I'm talking, when I'm driving down the highway, I need to be prayer all the time. 24 hours a day, I need to be praying, seeking my Father. I don't need these pit stops where I get down and I say, well, I haven't prayed all day today. How about that? No, we need to pray continually. That's the Bible says, pray without ceasing. That means that in this last day, when there's wicked things around about us, we're to pray, we're to seek God, we're to call upon Him, and we're to make mention in, Lord, I have the answer. Because He's got the answer. And He will open doors to you, and He will open rivers of blessing. He will roll powers upon you. He will do things for you that you've never seen before. I've been there for 10 years. Every day of my life, I've seen miracles happen. But because I was walking in His power, I'd walk, become driving downtown. The Lord says, go over to Rocks and Sunning Place. I want to say their name. And you'll see a woman there. She's going to be on her hand in the door. And when I got there, she just got her hand in the door. God knew it was going to happen before I got there. But that's the God you serve. He is real. He's not a fake God. Everybody's putting down way below. These churches have, oh, God don't speak. I was in church one time, and all these men, they were pastors. God don't speak. Well, I'll tell you what, I got news for them. He does speak, and he's very, very on time every time he does. This girl was going to die. He was right there. I seen her hair hit like he told me he would. I can tell it steps after steps. Tree was going to fall down. I told this young man that was trying to trip back up. The tree's going to get up. And I backed up. God is real. We're not climatized to God. And we should be. We've been so dead. We're dead unto God, live unto sin. But we are. We need to reverse that. We need to get alive unto God, but dead in the cares of this world. The Bible says, if we love the world and things of this world, we're going to be in enmity with God. Love not the world, neither anybody love of the world. The love of the Father is not in him or her. God has
The same for us, male or female. He is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He calls us to come higher. He calls us to come to be a witness. He comes that you don't need that many ministries that many people say, oh, I want this ministry. I hear it all the time. Would you pray that I get the ministry? The Lord's already given you a ministry. What you doing? What you got? What I got, God's given me is a personal daily ministry. That's why it's all where I am right now. It started out one day at a time. And God just continually it. We want a ministry. God says, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. It's top line. Now quit playing church, but be the church. Live the church. Walk in victory. Walk in His love. Walk in the splendor of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And you'll see miracles. You'll see people healed. You'll see fantastic wonders. You'll see people get saved. You'll see hearts of people changed. You'll see the visitation of God the Father. That's why we don't have that in where we are. That's why there's a problem in America. We've learned man's way. We put man up here. Oh, we got to find out what Brother so-and-so says. Don't say what Brother Freedom says, because Brother Freedom is zero. You need this lovely book. This book that I love, if that's what you need to plant in your heart. And thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Call upon me, and I shall answer thee. God says, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great, 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 and mighty things. Now that's not little things. Great and mighty is great. That you know not. God says that. Greater is He that's within you, He that's in the world. So you've got a long ways to go, young man, young woman, or old man, old woman, wherever you are, aunt, uncle. God's given you a ministry right where you are. Let your light shine for Jesus. When you walk through the grocery store, I pray down through the grocery store all the time. Many times somebody will come up and say, come over here and get my line. It's because I'm praying. I'm not saying these things just to be thinking here. I'm saying there need to be truth learned. The tongue, the creative force. Charles Capp wrote it, but I condone it very highly. We've given us life and death in the power of the tongue. We need to realize that we can get the temperature changed where we are in the room. We pray that a mighty two or three shall agree as such news. It shall be done. You need to get your offices together and pray. Pray mightily. Agree. That God's going to take care of that person's impossible. And whatever you are, God's in the real business. I know it's hard, but God's the answer. God is the answer to the situation. That's why our world is just this. Oh, I've heard it this morning over on the TV. People are having troubles. But that's why we're having troubles. The church should be the answer, but it's not. The church is the church. But God wants the church to get godly. God wants the church to get alive. God wants the church to be on fire because they got His name. And where His name is, there should be power. There should be witness. There should be examples of His love. There should be great healings, great powers, great witness, and great mighty miracles. I remember one time, quite a few years back, the Lord spoke to me. He says, if you can stand this man that I'm putting you with this week, you'll see him saved by Friday night. And he was impossible. Worst man I believe I ever seen in my life. I mean, he was vulgar. He was terrible. He was, boy. And I said, Lord, I said, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. The Lord says, I'm with you. Don't worry about it. So I got to Friday night. He gave his heart to Jesus. There's power in the Lord. In jails, I see some of the wickedest people in there that ever could be. And I see three nights. Three services, I used to say, I didn't tell them that, but three services, they're going to be zapped. I see those old mean people just fall down and cry and receive Jesus. What a wonderful living testimony. I don't go out and proclaim this every day, but God wants us to be alive in the Lord. God wants us to realize that we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. Greater is He that's within me. He is from the world. Let not my heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions. The Lord not so. He said He would have told us. For He's going to prepare a place for us. And if He goes away and prepares a place for us, He's coming back to receive us under His own. Where our heart is, therefore our love will be. You know, the love, we love the world.
we're not going to have the heart of God. We need to have the love of God that we know is, we know there's darkness, there's troubles everywhere we go. But God is real. And we can change situations with God's help. We're going to receive, because this word is going all over the world here today. And I don't care where you are in this world, you probably got problems, things is happening, but you have power, you've got witness of the Spirit of God, you've got the capability of being not defeated, but walking in victory and defeating the powers of darkness coming against you, counseling out as though nothing. He that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress. I am complete in Him. I learned long time ago that thousands have come to my side, 10,000 right at my hand, but I can still beat it. And we need to, all of us get that in our heart. And that's about 11,000 people. That's a lot of imps. But greater is the Spirit of God within you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Greater is He that's within you. Let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. God can give you over lavishly gifts of glory. He can give you strength evermore. And you need to get that excitement in your heart that you're not, these things don't cave in you. You need to keep a supernatural power of the overdose of the Holy Ghost. But happy is the man and the woman whose heart is in the Lord. We go along like we're zombies many times. We don't go live by what we see. We look for the things that are seen, and we look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We see that God's able to change circumstances. He's able to that's why people that's meeting death in the hospital bed, they're going to be changed because God is it. That's why your prayers are answered. You take a bad situation, reverse it, and these skeptics that say there's nothing to it, well, they don't know the whole picture. God reverses circumstances. He reverses problems. This world without God would be in total chaos today. And that's what's going to happen when the saints go back to home. It's going to be chaos on this earth. And you're going to live here, if you haven't known it yet, but you're going to live here if you're there at that time. There's going to be troubles. There's going to be complexities. There's going to be problems. There's going to be hard feelings. There's going to be tempers exploding. There's going to be trouble everywhere you go. God's going to alleviate, He has mediated many of the problems. You need to be thankful for Him and say, Lord, I thank You for what You've done. I thank You for Your witness. I thank You that I'm living in Your presence. I thank You for Your liberty. I thank You for mighty counsel. I thank You that You give me strength to be an overcomer. I thank You that You live within me, that I can challenge everything that I face by the Spirit of God, and You are more than conquerors through You which love You. We can predict that through the power of God. Walk in His anointing. Walk in His privilege. He can walk, no, fulfill the lust of the flesh. Many of God's people walk in the lust of the flesh. They're walking close to their feelings. And our feelings get us in trouble. Our feelings are part of the old man. We need to deny it. God wants to be above feelings. He wants to walk in victory. We need to have the word called God give us that grace, that power, that anointing to say, thus saith the Spirit of God. God is greater. He's powerful. We can have His witness within us because we are alive unto God. But dead in the sin. Live to the things of God. Live to the power of God. I've seen hearts change. I've seen people healed. I've seen people arise basically from the dead. This takes the power of God. I'm not here exaggerating that. It takes the witness of God. God is a consuming power. And that's what He wants us to be as His children. That we will speak also the same thing for God. Hallelujah. Well, our faith will not wander. Our faith will be standard. It'll be structured on the Lord Jesus Christ. We know what's going to happen. We have faith that's going to happen. We have deity that God will never lie. He'll never cheat you. He's on your side. He's there to test you many times. We get tested. God says, see how we're going to act. We need to come through these things with smile. But God will smile upon us and says, my child, I will not allow you to go through anything more than you're able to bear. And with that temptation, I will go with you. I will love you, my child. Be not afraid.
For I am with thee. I realize that thou art made of clay. I realize that thou art made of the structure of man. But I say, I, the Lord thy God, as you shall give me thy heart and thy inside of thy heart this day, I shall help thee. And I shall give thee a journey that will live throughout the pathway of this life. And you will go have a luxuriously ride when you enter into heaven. But I say, those who do not come and seek my face at that day, they will be missing. And choose you this day, men and women, boys and girls, you need to choose this day that you walk victoriously. Because I'm calling thee, my people, say the Spirit of God, I'm calling thee that thou arise, that will lift thy eyes to the hills, whence cometh thy help? For all thy help comes from the Lord. I'm here this day to lift thee up higher, that thou would walk wiser, thou would walk in my liberty and my counsel, say the Spirit of God. I pray, the Lord, we pray for these people this day. I pray that you'd move mightily. Give the answer to the people. Help them this day. We pray that you'd bless your hearts, your people. We know many of your people have gone through trials. We know that you've been going through hardship. But Father, if they can't stand where it's at, I pray that you'll get rid of the obstacles that's in their offices, in their churches, in whatever the obstacle is that they cannot last out any longer. I pray that you'll remove those particles for them, give them a strength that they might be able to endure this day. And we thank you for the peace that can be in their heart in a wonderful way. We ask, thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.